One of my favorite guests during Wahoo Week, Sandy Alomar Jr., our guest. And, of course, one of the reasons that it's always great to talk to Sandy, because he's that link to the great Indians teams in the past and certainly immersed with the Indians present. And let's talk about that, Sandy, because certainly this team last year got a taste of something that you experienced for several years in Cleveland. So talk a little bit about how important it is for that young core group in the clubhouse right now to have experienced that, having gone through that, as they now get ready for 2014.
Very important for the mindset. I feel like last year when they saw the conclusion of the season, they were kind of a little devastating, which is what you should feel when you lose a wild card game or a playoff game. But they also saw the electricity on the ballpark, and that's what it's all about. Having those fans excited, knowing what it means to win games, and do the best you can to keep it that way.
Sandy, just from a sheer experience level, having gone through that, how important is that as far as just the maturation process for this team, having now gone through our tough month of September where you had to win to get in, you accomplished that. Now you're in a playoff game where that intensity level just ratchets up one more level. The experience of that, how important is that?
That was unbelievable. September, it was like, I remember that people were saying, you have to win as many games to get in. It was like, we got to win every game. What are you talking about? And they went and did it. And that shows you what you can do when you're focused on a goal. And these guys were focused on that goal. I said, wait a minute. We not only can get in a wild card, we can win the division. And we only end up one game behind.
Right.
So they went for it, and they, like, believed that, hey, we can compete with these guys. So it's there now. It's, you can't take that away.
And even though it was several months ago now and you've been through a whole offseason, mm-hmm. I would think you're a former player. I would think that's a motivating factor now. It drives you as you go into spring training this year.
Oh, definitely. It was such an – you know, even though we were losing by 3 runs, it reminded me of the 90s. Like, down by 3, we can get this done. Boom, home run, base hit, double, another double, whatever, win games, and coming from behind, those games were very exciting. Our pitching, keeping us in the game, was very exciting. And that's the part of the game that we were lacking in the past, is that we couldn't finish people off. And last year, I saw a team that were able to stay in the game the entire season and be able to finish guys out.
Again, we're talking with Sandy Alomar Jr. as he joins us as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. So now you flip the page from 2013 to 2014. What excites you about this year's Indians team? What is it that you see as far as the core nucleus of this club that you really like?
Well, after seeing the organization, you know, with Brantley signing, that's a huge step, trying to keep the core players in place.
Shows commitment.
Yeah, commitment, like, you know, like in the past, I feel like all those guys are going to get a lot better. We have a pretty decent window because these guys are going to be with us for a while, but I feel like that they feel that they can do it. You can see it in the room. Yeah, you know, the culture in this team's changing, you know, and it changes for the good. And I think that this is going to be a special year for us. I mean, all that being said, we have to stay healthy. We lost Jimenez and Casimir, but I feel the young guys that are there can do their job. I think that McAllister is going to be much better, and Corey Kluber is going to be good. People don't know how good Corey Kluber could be. And Masterson, you know, he's our horse. And we need Carrasco to step up and do the things that he can do. But I think that it's going to be a special year.
And let's mention one more guy, because, man, did he open some eyes last year. And for a guy who crouched behind that
Danny,
plate for
Danny
many.
Salazar,
Danny
yeah.
Salazar. Yeah, your Danny, thoughts on Danny.
Well, Danny's he never panics. He's always he's a kid that, you know, he came from Tommy John. So, we you know, everybody knew his talent was there. But his focus, and he's such a – he don't lack confidence, I'll tell you that. He goes out there and he just throws strike and blow guys away. But he knows how to pitch. And with a healthy, you know, with hopefully a healthy year, we can really use Danny.
You're coming off a season in which Tito was named Manager of the Year. You had an opportunity now to spend a season with him and just be around him. How great of a learning experience was that, just to see what he brought to a clubhouse and to a dugout?
Well, you know, when you come from an organization like Boston and you win championships over there and you have a winning culture, you know, you tend to see, you know, sit back and see what is it. He has a good communication with the players. He and the players respond, and what thing he does is that he's upbeat, you know, keep those guys motivated, and it was a pleasure to watch. It was just, you know, have a happy locker room, guys out there performing and reacting to that. He did a good job.
Sandy, to wrap things up, you mentioned earlier last year kind of reminded you of the 90s a little bit. Have you shared that with the guys? Like, hey, I told you, rock, man. Be great.
They're a little over that. they want to do it themselves, but they don't want
to. But to show them to say, yeah, hey, I told you.
They see it in the scoreboard all the time, and they're like, oh, here we go again. I say, well, you got to turn that page, and you got to begin a new chapter. Let's do it.
Absolutely.
Show me.
Yeah. Show me. I like that. There you go. As I said, I love talking to you, man. Good to see you again.
No problem. Thank you.
Sandy Alomar Jr. joining us here in Goodyear, Arizona as part of our Wahoo Week coverage.